It's Explore Your Archive Week, and all over the country this week events are taking place which aim to highlight the richness and diversity of archives throughout Ireland. I'm joined by archivist Niamh Ní Chaire from the Archives and Records Association. Niamh, very welcome indeed.
Thank you very much.
One series of events that are close to your own heart is taking place at the Irish Traditional Music Archive.
Yes, it is. Now, this is a series of events running from Thursday to Saturday at lunchtime. And what it is I suppose it's adding the human touch to a collection. They are looking at various music collections from the archive and bringing in musicians and singers to perform numbers from it. So on Thursday the 22nd, we have the Goodman Collection, which will feature Piper Mick O'Brien. On Friday the 23rd, we have the Song Projects event, which deals with the Inishowen and the Gaoleen collections and features Niamh Parsons, gorgeous singer. Mm. And then Saturday the 24th, we have the Joyce Collection, and that features fiddlers Maura O'Keefe and Liam O'Connor and the previous director of the Irish Traditional Music Archive, Nicholas Carlin.
Indeed, and a very, very erudite man.
Absolutely.
And the reason why this is close to your own heart, I should point out, is that you are not only a fiddle player, you are a concertina player and a singer, so multi-talented, and you've toured with Riverdance in the past.
I have, but that was back in the day. Yeah, I spent a lot of time touring, but I eventually decided I needed to get a day job, and I think all the research I was doing for my albums meant I spent a lot of time in the Irish Traditional Music Archive, and eventually, I think it was after one review called me an archivist for a particular album I did, I decided I'd better get qualified and go
so
do
that. That was all in the parallel universe.
Absolutely,
right. Okay.
Absolutely.
Right. Just give us an example of some of the events that are taking place around the country.
Absolutely. Well, following on from Katrina's letter, I think it would be very remiss of me not to mention that there is a special walking tour happening in St. Stephen's Green on Friday the 24th, which is run by the Dublin City Library and Archive, and that features Maeve Casterly, who's the historian in residence, and it will explore the connections of the local area with the Irish suffrage movement. There's a similar event happening in the Public Record Office of Northern Ireland, PRONI, in Belfast. They're hosting a conference on the Thursday, the 22nd of November, which deals with the 1918 general election and actually will end up exploring as well women and the vote and suffrage and creative expanses over the course of that conference. But there are events happening all over the country. We have Cork City and County Archives are hosting an exhibition showcasing the personal archive of Denny Lane, who was a scholar and a businessman and politician. In Tipperary, we have, I'm trying to find it now for you, this is a military exhibition, and it features Father Edmund Kelly, who was the army chaplain in World War One. We have events happening. We have online exhibitions happening. We have, as I said, we have little mini concerts. There's a lot of events happening, and they're all over Ireland. Not just the week of this Explore Your Archive campaign, but running, ongoing.
We'll come back to some of the other stuff that's happening throughout the month of November. But if anybody wants instantly to go to a website and to get information on what might be happening in their area, where did they go to?
www.exploreyourarchive.org. Now, this is a website that covers Ireland and the UK, as the people behind this campaign are the Archives and Records Association UK and Ireland. There is a region there that you drop down on, and it shows all the Irish events. And the other thing I would stress as well is, if you are on Twitter, those who don't write age-page letters these days tweet, and if you follow the Ireland account, which is at ARA Ireland, all one word, I will be tweeting every day what events are happening, what exhibitions are happening. And also, there is a daily hashtag that we're encouraging archives to use. Some of them are quite funny, some of them are serious, and essentially archives are encouraged to pick something from their collection that ties in with that theme on that day.
Do most counties in Ireland at this stage have a county archive, so that in the county town you can go to a library and you can access the county archive? Do such things exist?
Theoretically, every county is supposed to have one. So I'm just going to leave that one there.
All right. Okay, you're being diplomatic.
Local authorities are supposed to have them,
I think probably Katrina, who's no longer directly involved, could you elaborate on that? Some of them do, some of them don't.
Some of them do, some of them don't. Well, it's been a long bugbear that of course, there should be a proper archival service in every county in Ireland. And some places have them. Cork has had one for a long time. Dublin City, as you know, has one too. And there are other very interesting services. But it's by no means taken as seriously as it should be by the local authorities all over the country. It's very much on the back foot in terms of how services operate. Some people are kind of an afterthought in the library service rather than getting the attention that they deserve. And one can only hope that this fantastic initiative, and it is a fabulous initiative, will alert people to the importance, the value and the entertainment that archives can provide and get a bit of a groundswell going to improve services around the country.
Could you see a situation where archives might be relocated from the National Archive if they're more relevant to a specific county, in the way, for example, that is beginning to happen with, you know, art collections, museum collections, where you have art galleries, local art galleries and local county museums and the like?
There should be no particular problem. I mean, for example, the National Archives has
Once
they're in the public domain, huge collection of court records, all of the district court, circuit court records, which have huge local interest and are fantastic records that are very underused. But you would have to be absolutely certain that the facility to which they were going would be able to preserve them properly and would have the right sort of security and fire arrangements and so on to make sure that the records could be looked after.
But I'd imagine it would be a great relief to the National Archives because there's a premium on space.
I'm not going to make any statements on behalf of my former employer for fear that they'll come after me with an axe if I say the wrong thing. So I think that has been a discussion that's taken place, but no firm conclusion has been come to on it.
And you've been looking through the programme. Anything that hits between the eyes?
My old alma mater is having a free talk on the 21st of November, and that will be the wonderful David McCullough from this parish of RTE, who has just produced his second volume of Biography of Eamon de Valera, which, as usual, is being highly acclaimed, just like the first one was. And he is going to look at how archived evidence can be used to prevent history from repeating itself. Don't hold your breath. although it was wonderful to hear yesterday that our current Minister for Education, Mr. Joseph McHugh, made a speech at the Fine Gael Ardesh saying that he is going to review the status of history in the junior cert curriculum. Hallelujah, say we all. And that could make a huge difference. But David is a wonderful speaker and he has spent a lot of time in archives and I think he's a great advocate for.
So if we keep patting Joe McHugh on the back on the history show, we might revisit and reconsider. Hopefully indeed. We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you both very much indeed for joining us. Just give it that website address. It's
www.exploreyourarchive.org.
Okay. Niamh na Cara and Katrina Crowe, thank you both for joining us this evening. Explore Your Archive Week runs until Saturday with events taking place all over the country, and then it continues thereafter through November. And go to the website that we just talked about, exploreyourarchive.org, for full details. We'll have a link on our own website.